countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
About another business, I suppose, which is somewhat, I suppose, connected with tillage farming because it's a vital ingredient. While Ireland is famous for its whisky, it's gin that's all the rage now, with several distilleries popping up across the country. And in pubs and bars, the selection of Irish gins has widened recently as the spirit gets trendier. One such local craft gin distiller is Blackwater Gin in County Waterford. Run by former TV producers Kevin Curtin, Kieran Curtin and Peter Mulryan, it is situated on the banks of the River Blackwater in Capoquin. And this week, we sent our reporter Kira Murphy along to find out a little bit more about the art of making gin.
The makeup of a gin entirely depends on what botanicals you use. So in Blackwater number 5, we use 12 botanicals. In our Wexford strawberry gin, we use about 14. And Boyle's gin, we use 13. So it really depends on what gin you're making. And that's what's so exciting about gin at the moment, is every gin is different because every gin uses different botanicals. And what's interesting too is because we use real plants, I mean real cinnamon sticks, real cardamom pods, is depending on the harvest, the flavour will change. So we're always tweaking the recipe all the time, because you can get a fresh batch of juniper in, it'll be much oilier than the last batch, so you have to tweak the formula slightly. The main ingredient in gin is juniper berries.
Here we go. These are...
Take one of those.
Lovely, yeah.
Squeeze it between your fingers, and you see it's kind of oily.
Okay.
Now, what you're doing in making a gin is you're using alcohol to strip oils out of plants, out of botanicals, and put them into a solution of alcohol. And that really is what gin is. So you have to have juniper in a gin. That's legal requirement. Now, after that, it's entirely up to you what you put in. So, for example, up here we've got... It's like a spice shop. All this stuff comes in very large bags. It's beautiful. Pink peppercorns.
Delicious.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
So if you like, essentially, we've got a vast array of flavours here. Now, depending on what gin we're making, they all have a recipe, and the recipe would be a variety of different ingredients. We get blackcurrants from Jez Jeffers outside Wexford Town. We get strawberries from just outside Enniscarthy, from Susan Kearns, and we do a Wexford strawberry gin. So what's happening here now is this batch of gin went on this morning. So all the alcohol went in there with a mix of botanicals. You turn the heat on, it's like bucket chemistry. Ethanol boils before water, so the ethanol rises. So it's been on there for about 2 hours, or an hour and a half, 2 hours. We turn it down quite low before it comes across. And as it comes across, the gases rise, hit the cooling tower. We turn the water on. It's what you can hear. And then this is the gin coming out. Have a little taste. Use that spoon there. It's also about 90% alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Kick to
first thing in the morning. Yeah, it's unbalanced, isn't it? It's kind of like, yeah, kind of ginny, but not very nice gin. Yeah, so we collect... Depends on how much we do. We do a test to know when to stop, and then we collect the hearts. And the hearts is the part of the distillation that we will bottle. Then after the hearts is the tails, and the tails are the rootier bits. So we use Angelica, we use licorice, and towards the end of a distillation, it kind of gets a little bit sort of bit muddy.
Yeah.
So we cut there. We keep collecting whatever alcohol we can, and then the rest is let go. It's just water at that stage. So this is the head's coming across now. At the back of all this, it is a business.
Yes.
And but at the end, you know, we've bills to pay and we've a very nice bank, but they do like money in our account. But you do need to make ends meet. And the first year was tough. And the first year of any business is tough. But we were really, really knocked for six when we couldn't sort of distill other people's brews. That really did knock us. I mean, we'd all kinds of wonderful plans, and I knew my way through the legislation, and I knew what we could do and what we couldn't do. So I had a great plan, which was what they do a lot in America, is you distill beers. It's quite common. But I'd forgotten about the Spirits Act of 1880, where it's forbidden. You have to distill. I've got the exact words, but basically a wash, a beer you make yourself. You can't bring someone else's beer in and distill it. Now, we did it a couple of times. We were stopped. It's against the law. But what that did was it torpedoed one of our income streams. I mean, it really hit us hard because we had a whole raft of things with breweries all lined up and planned. So then we only had one income stream, which was gin. And when you're trying to build a business, you just need as much cash flow as you possibly can. So not only was the cash flow halved or more than halved, but we bought a load of gear we couldn't use.
But the big game changer, I'm honest with you, was when Aldi did come to us and say, look, can you guys make us a gin? And that was a game changer because it gave us cash flow. Other people here, you've done that, and they come to you. So we're now talking to a retailer in the UK about doing a gin for them. We're expanding into whiskey. We're exporting now to 7 countries, Blackwater products. And as a result, Blackwater in Ireland in the past, this year, has really taken off. It just takes time. And then it also takes time for the customer to find you and to discover you and then to do repeat business. And that, for us, is what it's all about. It's not about selling a bottle. It's about repeat business.
That's Peter Mulryan, who is also an esteemed authority on whisky making, having written the book The Whiskies of Ireland, and he was speaking there to Ciara Murphy. You're listening to Countrywide here on RT Radio 1.